A Jewish Journal article. How is not showing up at Israel parade a good way to speak out? I love people who show up. That's why I've always liked activists. They're experts at showing up. Whether from the left or right, activists understand better than most that you're not likely to make an impact unless people can actually see you. So, I was surprised when I got an email this morning from a rabbinic human rights group announcing that more than 2,000 rabbis will not show up at the Celebrate Israel parade in New York this Sunday. Because far-right members of the Israel Knesset will join the parade, the group, Trua, said it declined to join the march this year, to show solidarity with Israeli protesters and stand up for democracy. Rabbi Jill Jacobs, CEO of Trua, said in the statement, "Part of honoring Israel's 75th anniversary means holding the country's leaders and decision-makers accountable and speaking out when they fail to live up to our shared ideals. By not attending the parade, and by joining with other American Jews and Israelis to protest the ministers at their speaking engagements on Sunday and Monday, Trua wishes to demonstrate our ongoing commitment to a democratic Israel that protects the human rights of all Israelis and Palestinians. Regardless of which side you're on, how do you hold decision-makers accountable by not showing up? If you want to speak out, when people fail to live up to shared ideals, isn't it better to face them so they can see you? And how does not showing up show solidarity with Israeli protesters who have showed up week after week for nearly 5 months?" In announcing its decision, Trua added that it refuses to march with the bigoted, anti-democracy ministers such as Simcha Rothman, Meir Porush, Amichai Eliyahu, Amichai Chili, and 14 others who will have places of honor at the event. This is the wrong year for a simplistic call to celebrate Israel, as extremists in government push forward a judicial coup, and as Israelis continue to take to the streets protesting the anti-democratic ideologies of the far-right government. I understand the discomfort of being in proximity to fellow Jews whom you believe pose a fundamental threat to Israel's democracy. I've written more than my share of critiques of the judicial reforms. That's not the point. The point is this. If you want to protest something that bothers you, does it make sense to stay away instead of showing up and speaking out? Who will notice you when you're not there? Being in the company of those you oppose doesn't mean you give them legitimacy. Had Trua asked me for advice, I would have suggested that they mobilize their 2,000 rabbis, get to the parade early, and make sure that when the far-right ministers speak, they will face a sea of rabbis holding up protest signs. They could have held up messages like, "Marching for a Better Israel," "Israel Deserves Better," or "No Future Birthdays Without Democracy." I'm sure the group would have come up with strong messages. More importantly, the media coverage of the parade would have included those messages, and the protest would have registered, especially on social media. In any event, it's a moot point. When the far-right speakers get on the podium on Sunday, they will see only a sea of celebration.